Welcome to Out Now Podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently.
We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time.
Out Now Podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics.
Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue.
We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now.
Hey, Ousters!
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Happy New Year! 2024 is here. We hope you had a great holiday. And now it's officially 2024. And you know what happens every year, 20 of the new year, everyone decides to what?
Do New Year's resolutions, but I think ours is a little bit more realistic,
yeah.
Right? This episode is a lot more realistic than New Year's resolutions. No?
I believe so.
How long do New Year's resolutions really last? Like, let's be honest. Like,
for a lot of people, maybe a week.
Okay, because I was going to say a week, so me and you really do have like the same mindset when it comes to like that estimating, because I was like, yeah, about a week, and then if it's real good, if it's real good, I might be able to get 2 weeks in, right?
Maybe three.
Maybe. But definitely, I don't think it lasts longer than the 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think, yeah. So about a month is the most people,
right?
Can, I think
it's the most I could probably get out of it. So I feel like goals, I think it's a little bit more promising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More promising, maybe more realistic, you know, maybe changing the language could help us stick to
motivation.
Yeah, he was motivated. Resolution, smezolution. What's that shit?
Three again. Okay. I think goal setting is definitely, it makes sense a little bit, I guess, maybe. It definitely, like you said earlier, definitely makes it a lot more realistic. I'm gonna lose. No, I'm not. I'm not going to lose it. I'm just not. It's not happening.
I'm going to remain sane. Hey, that's a good resolution.
I'm going to have my moment.
I shall.
Right now, I'm going to have my moment. And before we started recording, we kind of touched on some stuff, but do you have any goals?
I know when we talked about doing this episode, it was like, oh yeah, we're going to do it. And as I started like really trying to sit down and think about it, I have been on the struggle bus. And that's like for my personal goals. Like we have our podcast goals and we'll definitely go into that. But on a personal level, I've been on the struggle bus because there's just so much going on, right? So at this point, I'm just like, well, I can barely see past this moment and what's happening right now. And I just need to focus on the right now. And while it's great to have goals and plan, I think it's hard to set goals when you have a lot going on and you can't see past what's happening in the moment.
Right.
Like, day to day. Yeah. Yeah, the everyday needs and shit like that. It's great to live in the moment. However, it doesn't always work when you do want to do things with, you know, with your, on your personal level or as your family goes, however that works out. I've just been on the struggle bus and I was like, I don't know how we're going to work through this episode, but hey, I'll just tell y'all, struggle bus city here. Yeah. But I do have one, and there was one or two that I did come up with. It was very short and succinct, but I know I have more things that I want to do. And it was, I do want to finish. I have one more class to go before I can sit for a national exam for medical billing and coding. So I want to, you know, I want to see that through, and that should be in this year. But that's really, like, on a professional level outside of the podcast, that's kind of, that's all I got. Yeah. Sucks, huh?
No, I can, I can relate. I kind of tried to, before we got ready to record, I tried to group, like categorize, like, okay, so these are my business. These are my business goals here. So business goals, like I want oust now, our thing that we have going on. I want to really see it get to those views that we really need, right? And definitely invest more time in doing the ads. That's like business, right? And then when it comes to business, I have a personal business that I really been talking about and talking about and talking about and talking about and talking about. And I think I really am going to really see about it. So, and then when it comes to personal goals, I believe that's when it became hard. That's when it really became, you know, I can think about things that affect me, but don't really affect me, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
Okay. You're going to have to, I don't know if you want to elaborate, but I'm going to need a little bit of clarification on that one.
So like when it comes to personal goals, it's a little different from like business goals is definitely, it falls in the line of it's going to affect me. It's going to affect us. It's going to affect, you know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So, but when it comes to personal goals, it really is a little bit more personal.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Yes. Now I understand. Gotcha.
Because it's really me. And sometimes when it comes to those personal goals, especially when it comes to what we tapped in on earlier about being realistic with our goals, we have to be real with ourselves in order to really effectively make this list of goals and to actually push forward. Because when you don't do that, it's almost just like the New Year's resolution. Right?
Yeah.
So I'll be good for about a month.
I agree.
So I feel like when you don't do that, then it's almost just like the New Year's resolutions. So I'll be good for about a month, right? And then I don't want to be good for a month. I want to really be honest. And so this one was actually harder for me than I thought it was going to be. And that might be why you kind of said earlier, you know, I was kind of on a struggle bus with this one because I'm just trying to get to through today. I'm just trying to make things happen now in the moment. And so that in itself is a goal. Hey, my goal is to get through the day.
Yeah.
That's my goal. And sometimes we have to do short term, right? Short term goal. My short term goal for today is I'm going to be kinder to myself.
So like a mini goal, a daily mini goal. Today's goal is dot, dot, dot. Huh. So versus
that's a part of my goals is to do daily goals, small tasks that I know I can honestly try to get through. And if I fail at it, then I'll just start over tomorrow.
I like that idea.
So
I like that.
One of my goals is to learn when to say when, and that's going to be a daily goal. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when I'm dealing with loved ones, or I'm dealing with people that I kind of like, I tend to be too accepting. I tend to not, I don't know, that's not the word I'm looking for. So I just, it's a word I'm looking for, but
boundaries?
Me. I had it. Even with my, okay, so boundaries. So like, okay. Or even when I have things set, I don't stick to it. You know, like,
I struggle with that sometimes, inconsistent, right?
So I struggle with that sometimes. Like, you know what? I'm not even dealing with this. But then I wind up dealing with it. Nope, I don't like this. I don't like the way it makes me feel. Nah, this is not really acceptable for me. But then I'll just kind of go with the flow. And so my daily goal and my mini goal will start off with learning when. When is when for me?
That takes a lot of, okay, but I mean, it takes practice. Like, that takes practice.
It has to be daily. That's why it has to be a daily goal. Like, I have to wake up with this on my agenda. Nope. Not today. And I might fail. I might absolutely fail. I failed the other day. Like, literally, I like so flunked the other day. Like, I was like, no, I'm not doing this. And I was like,
So wait, you're not waiting until 2024?
No, you're like, I gotta start this. Like, girl, this has to start sooner than later. And that's the other thing. Like, we shouldn't have to wait until, or we shouldn't feel the desire to start goal setting just because it's a new year. No, we need to goal set before the new year. We need to goal set along the way. Every day, I need to come up with some type of goal or task that I have to get accomplished. But that one is personal for me because it's a struggle. It's a real struggle for me to be able to be like, nah, I'm good. Even when I say, no, nah, I'm good, I'll still be like,
all right. Because sometimes it's easier. It's easier to just be like, okay, just so you don't have to have the conversation or even have to, one, have the conversation. Maybe you're too tired for the day. You're like, I ain't got time for this shit. And then, but what ends up happening is you keep sucking it in or sucking it up. And then by the time you're ready to have the conversation, it's like, it's not a conversation. It's like, no more wire hanger side conversation. No.
Right. And then it's like, it's like so self-inflicting. Right.
Yeah, because
at a certain point, it's not the people around you, it's not the other person. At a certain point, yo, it's you, because you're going with it and you're accepting it, and you have to, that's when it leads me to the daily goal. I have to know when is when and when to really, you know, give me my pink slip.
I'm good,
that's hard for me. I don't know. Even with past situations, it's hard for me. You know, like situations will return, and some situations will return, and I already know. No. Right. Hell no. And then, you know, some situations will return, and you'll be like, I don't know. No.
You know, it's hard to set, I don't know, it's hard to set boundaries, and it's such a tricky thing, right? Because it's like, boundaries are great and you absolutely have to, but if you're not used to setting boundaries and telling people no, and you know, it's not going to go down like that, the transition into to saying, oh, hell no, is a very tricky thing, because people don't, it's like you said, like sometimes it's self-inflicted. If you decided not to set the boundary when you know you wanted to and needed to, then it's not their fault, it's your fault, right? And then getting other people to accept the fact that you are now setting the boundary is very, like, this is not our boundary episode, even though we had planned to do it, but we never did it. But it works because that's one of Janine's goals. But what we can speak to, or I can say with experience, that when you do start to set the goal, it's uncomfortable, sure, for you, but for the other people too. And sometimes it can really impact relationships negatively, and you have to be prepared for that, I guess, is what I wanted to say.
It really,
for you to
really
be prepared
can.
For.
Mm-hmm. It really can. And then, and then sometimes it just puts us in a place where, like I said earlier, self-inflicting, like now you're looking at, mm-hmm. I'm looking at me like, what the hell? Like,
yeah.
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
So I definitely, that's definitely a daily gold. And then, girl, I really am. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, like, I don't know, like, what I have been exactly where you are in terms of feeling like I need to set some boundaries. And I tried to do it as gently as I could. And then when it wasn't being heard or wasn't being received, that's when it really got ugly. But there was this really uncomfortable period from that point on. I had to do group therapy. I did group therapy behind that shit. And it really did help me kind of work through it, because it was so uncomfortable. But you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that was the biggest thing that I took away from the group therapy. It really did help me work through some of the stuff that came from that whole, toaster gate, strawberry gate, all that shit.
I gotcha.
But it's a very uncomfortable process, and you have to be gentle with yourself in the process.
And therapy, that's definitely mm-hmm. working on therapy. And like, not just what I can do with you, because I can call you.
Yeah, but I'm not a therapist. And, I'm used to
right. Exactly. That's my point. Like, I can call you, and I can call, my homegirl, and I can just vent this out, and I can be really honest. Like, some things I will tell some people that I was like, oh my God, I can't even tell nobody I did this.
Girl, you tell that shit to your therapist, bro.
I can't believe I did this shit. Like, I can't believe you did that. Right. Mm-hmm. And even though I do feel like I could come to you and tell you and it not be judgmental, it's just me. Like some, damn, I'm embarrassed behind this shit. I don't even know what to talk about this shit. I can't believe I did this shit. One of those moments, right? Janine, you fucking idiot. Like, excuse me. Really? That happened. So it's some things that you just be like, I'm gonna take this shit to my grave and to my therapist and to the good Lord. And that's mm-hmm. it. Like, I'm not taking it no further than that. But anyway, nonetheless, really find me another therapist. And when I say another therapist, there's nothing wrong with the therapist that I talk to now, right? There's nothing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of times it's similar to what I do when I call you and I vent. I feel like I'm just venting. I can do that for free. I can call my safe people, right? Because there's certain people that you can actually vent to, and it's your little safe place, right? In my case, it's not that I don't feel safe. It's just that it's just embarrassing as hell. Like, what? Ah! Anyway, nonetheless, like, I'm definitely going to invest in, in that. Mm-hmm. And I want to be jogging. I want to start back jogging. And I know that with the situation with my ankle, like, even walking is a real task.
Yeah, but it's a process. Like, you'd be like, you're a little impatient. but start with walking.
Do. A little bit. A little bit. Like, I just want to, you know, just start walking.
All right, a lot. Like, what the hell? You're a lot impatient.
Listen. Maybe that can be my daily short-term term. Stop being impatient. I put that on the list with the other stuff.
But here you go. Here you go. Here's the pot calling the kettle black. Stop being so impatient. Because I'm the same way.
It's okay. I get it. I feel you. We're right there. But I want to be able to jog. 2024, mm-hmm. I'm going to be jogging again and going for my... I used to jog. I think I shared that with you. I used to jog or run like every single morning. I would go walking, right? And I haven't done that in... Wow. I haven't done that almost a year.
Can't put a number to it?
Almost a year, yeah. I want to say. I yeah. really... And I want to get back into that routine where I used to do that. And that's not like that New Year's resolution thing. Like, that's my goal. Like, this mm-hmm. is a realistic goal for me because I know I'm capable. I've done it, right? And so it's not like it's not possible. And it's not like I'm saying, oh, I'm walking and I'm jogging or I'm doing all of this as some weight goal.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just overall trying to be healthy. And I think sometimes when we do put numbers on stuff, that's when we add that added extra pressure.
And unnecessary pressure. And you know right. what's funny? The thing with like walking, yeah. it's not, sure, it's 100% a great health goal, right? But it's also a wonderful stress reliever. And you can't like, I don't know quite how to describe it, but I feel like, you know, we share that in common as far as like taking daily walks. I haven't been able to with this job because this job is very, very physical. But taking regular walks was one way that I was able to kind of relieve some of my tension when I was extremely stressed. And I think it was a way to keep more balanced, you know? So for sure, it's not just a physical health goal, but it's also a mental health, not goal or tool. There we go. It's a mental health tool for your mental health, your physical health, and, you know, your overall well-being. So I love that. I love that goal.
I'm definitely going to get back on it. That's my goal. I want to be able to actually jog. And believe it or not, look, yo, I cannot, yo. The first, because, you know, I just was able to even apply pressure. Like I've had my boot, right?
Mm-hmm.
For about 2 weeks, right? But this is the first week, this week that just passed, is the first week that I've actually been able to put any type of pressure on it. So even though I was in the boot, and most people when they're in the boot, they're already kind of like walking. I think I said that to you one time. I think we even talked about it like on an episode, but I can't remember. But like, yo, I saw this chick and she was walking with that boot and I was just looking at her like, you
she's zipping along.
Yeah. Dirty, no good heifer. Like, I dare you.
I remember you telling me. She was zipping through the office like, right, like, what?
Just trotting along. I can't believe you. The disrespect. But anyway. But so I guess maybe when I first got the boot, I had some unrealistic goals, right? I was like, oh, hey, I'm gonna be on it, right? But no, that's not what it was at all in any shape, form, or fashion. Because even when I got the ability to put pressure on it, like, it's literally like learning. It's literally like learning to walk all over again. It really is. It's a struggle. Like,
yeah.
It's a struggle. And I guess, you know, I just got to the point where I could actually drive my personal vehicle, right? So my doctor was like, hey, listen, you can drive back and forth to work, but that's all you got. And you ain't gonna be, you know, like, drive where you have to go. Cause I get it. You have things you have to do. You want some of your independency back, right? So to and from work, take the boot off long enough for you to drive. And then once you finish, you need to put that boot back on and be in that boot as long as you're going to be up and about and out and whatever. So,
well, that's the doctor's mini goal for you. It's a mini goal. It's his mini goal. He said, this is what you need to do.
Shoot. And I'm looking at him like, damn, like I'm telling you, I'm really proud of myself because initially I was like, yes, I get to drive. Right. Right. Initially. Right. But then I was like, nope, I'm going to do exactly what he says. I'm going to drive to and from work. Right. I'm not going to be hanging out at the grocery stores and doing all that kind of stuff. So I still don't do grocery shopping. Like I still go ahead and have my stuff delivered because I'm not walking around a store.
No, it's too much. So is your mini goal basically to follow the doctor's instructions?
So my mini goal is to actually listen to what he says because he's fine. I definitely want to listen. Yes. Whatever you want.
Should you set one of your mini goals as, hey, can we go out on a date? When this is all done
No, absolutely not. No, he's nice.
Because we were talking about in the last episode. I mean, it's a new year. We're setting new goals for the new year, not resolutions. Yeah. Can a date with the fine doctor be a part of the goal?
Girl. Like, sir, thank you for fixing me.
Can I please get you a cup of this Starbucks? Yeah. Or Dunkin', whatever you want. Caribou, whatever the hell, Caribou.
I didn't have a coffee yet.
Right. Let's go ahead.
I want to express my gratitude.
With this cafe, I'll get you this frappuccino. And you can get the venti.
Right?
Wait, what's the size up? What's the size up for the venti? There's one more.
That's it. No, isn't it? I thought that was it, though. I thought that was like...
Girl, no, there's one more size, but it's not for everything. For the coffee.
It's bigger?
I think so. Wait, I gotta Google it. Hold on. It is. Oh, no, venti. What's...
I don't know.
Larger than a venti.
I keep trying to look. I'm like, sorry.
A Trenta. Yes, I was right. Girl, I'm a Starbucks hoe.
It's a bigger one. It's bigger?
Girl, I just said a Starbucks hoe.
What she said.
It's called a... I'm going to say this all kinds of wrong, but it's 31 ounces, and it's called a Trenta.
A Trenta? Trenta? Right, honey?
Oh, Trenta. Like, 30. It's 31 Trenta. Ounces.
Okay, so yeah.
Get him that Trenta. All
right. You can get that. The big, whatever they got, boo. The big one. You can get it. It's all me, babe. It's all
me. This is not a paid advertisement, just so y'all know.
It's absolutely not. Because if he didn't want to go there, wherever you want to go, boo, where you want to be down there?
Wherever. Dunkin'? You Dunkin' fan? We can do this Dunkin'. We can do Caribou, wherever. Coffee shop?
This is coffee shop that I know. It's really nice. It's downtown. You know where you want to go? Yeah.
I mean, it could be great. It could be a great mini goal. Just some coffee with a handsome doc.
No, it doesn't have to be him. But I definitely am. But I was going to add that to my little goal thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I really am going to start dating. Like, you know, I really have been, you know, single for a minute. I've had situationships.
What's Jada call it? Entanglements.
And entanglements. I had more entanglements.
And yes, there will be a follow-up episode, okay, y'all? So yes, that's why we're cracking jokes about it right now.
Oh, yeah. About the book, right? About So definitely. So anyway, I had the one situationship or entanglement or whatever you want to call it. I had that going on. I don't know what that was, but I learned some things about myself. Mm-hmm. I'm always learning some things about me, right? Mm-hmm. I'm so complicated.
But isn't that part of life? I don't know. That's part of growth and life and stuff. You are constantly learning more about yourself in the journey of life.
I
find. Yeah. And it's not so things you'll know. like
definitely start dating, you know. Mm-hmm. Definitely that. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine, it's fine. Is that a mini goal? Well, is that a mini goal or just long-term goal? Because it can vary, you know.
So I don't know, this might get frowned upon, but I don't really give a damn. I don't care. I'm gonna date. And I don't mean like actually like dating and like jumping into the bedroom. That's not what I mean. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to date. I'm going to
date often? Question mark.
Date. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm gonna date. I'm gonna date. Like, oh, you wanna go out? Like, you know. And I'm gonna date until I find somebody that I like. And I'm not saying that I haven't dated anybody that I like. That's not what I mean. That's just, you know.
But isn't it though? But,
wow. I hope nobody that I have went out on a date with listens to this episode. Because they'd be like, wait, hold on.
Oh, no, I hope they do.
What you mean? I thought we had a nice time.
It means we ain't dating now. So ask yourself the question on why.
Oh, my God, girl. That was so petty. That we went out again. No.
And
sometimes, but in all honesty, just, and this is me being 100% authentic. Sometimes it's not them. Mm. Sometimes it really is me. Because I remember I went out with somebody, and we'll talk about that when we're not on an episode. We'll definitely talk about it because I did tell you about this. I totally told you about this. But anyway, nonetheless.
Oh, is it? I think I know which one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we recently talked about this one right here. So anyway, nonetheless, but my mind really wasn't there because I was literally thinking about my situationship, right? That was just a entanglement, right? So like, I'm out. And so it's easy, and I'm going to be real. It's easy when you have something or someone else on your mind so that when the other person does any little thing that you don't like, you're like, oh yeah. And it doesn't even have to be anything like really major, right? It could be something really small, like what we talked about, right? So what the hell? I don't know, but like sometimes it can be small things that, and that's something that maybe I need to work on, you know, because I'd be looking at people real side eye, right? But I should have been looking in the other.
Other
kind of side
not
eye.
For nothing. Not for nothing. Okay. Not for nothing. But if someone is red flagging it, they're red flagging it, and I don't even think like that's not
me.
Well, okay. Yes and no. Okay, yes. In the sense that you have to figure out, like, is this a red flag because it's them, or is it a red flag because I'm triggered? But it's still a red flag. So if you're triggered, it's still a red flag because something that they're doing is triggering you, and that's something you got to fix on your own end. But you still don't like it. So that's where it's them. So they're doing something, you know what I mean? So yes, red flag is a red flag, whether if it's from something that they're doing, that's their action, or the way that they're moving is triggering you. So a red flag is a red flag, no matter which way you slice and dice it, in my humble opinion. But sometimes, right? And I have done this, like I've ignored, and you know, this is about goal setting, right? But still, I've ignored red flags. Like, oh no, it's just me. Oh no, it's just me, that turns into some really big shit because I ignored something that I didn't like. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So you're right. Sometimes red flags is just, it's kind of like,
right.
It's me. It's a me issue, not a you issue. But nonetheless, it's still red flag.
And I try not to be judgmental. That's another thing too. Like, I think I told you I went out on this one day and like the guy had like downed like 2 beers. And I don't even think it was noon yet, or it was like right afternoon. I think it was, I think it was 1 o'clock yet. I can't remember. But I remember sitting there like, you know, if that's what your thing, like, I'm not going to judge you. That's your thing. But yeah, I'm good. No, we won't. No,
it's not 5 o'clock here.
We're not going out no more. Cause one thing about me is I don't mind somebody that that drinks on occasion. That's not a problem for me. But I do have an issue with alcohol, and you already are aware. Like that is a trigger for me. Like, if you can sit here and down, you know, back to back, right? That's a trigger for me. It just is. Yeah, it's not, that's going to really, that's going to kind of put me in a place or a headspace that I really.
Well, at least he was honest, though. I mean, hear me out. At least he was straight up. Like, this is what you're going to get, which allowed you to be like, that don't work for me. That's on a positive note. Kudos to that dude. Because he was like, I'm letting it all hang out.
Authentic self, right? Right. Okay, so it could have been
nerves.
I was just looking like, oh, that's, yeah. Okay. And then he asked me, and I felt so bad. I'm going to tell you why I felt bad, right? Because he was being who he was. But I felt bad because I lied. Because he was like, you know, we're going to be able to go out again. He's like, I like you. We should go out again. And I was like, yeah, sure, we can do this again. But I couldn't wait to get the hell out of there. I was like, I can't wait to get the hell out of there. No, I'm not doing this again. I'm not.
It'd be like the girl, you know what we need to do? Oh my God. So do you remember last month there was a thing that was kind of going viral of like for the ladies compiled a list of things that they would never do on a go to places they would never go to on a first date?
Like, I don't know what type of women they're dating, right? Because in my mind, I see absolutely nothing wrong with any of those places that they listed. Now, the only one, nah, not even that. Like, I was about to say, well, maybe ice cream, but no, like, I went out with somebody that I like at ice cream. You know?
Oh my gosh, that's such a sweet thing.
Even got ice cream for my youngest, right? Because at that time, you know what was going on at that time, right? So I had him the majority of the time, and then so I had him with me. So it was definitely like it was nice. You know, like going to a park, meeting at a park, going for, like, I don't understand. Like, I'd be so confused sometimes. Yeah. Like, people, and then they'll be trying to figure out, well, why am I still single? Well, you know.
Maybe because you won't go to the Cheesecake Factory, which incidentally is not cheap. The shit is kind of expensive, and we are in a what type of economy? I don't know.
And then the other thing I thought to myself was, and this is just me, like, I cannot speak for everybody else. I can only speak for me, right? But, like, I can do extra stuff for myself. Like, if I want to treat myself to an expensive meal, like, I can do that. I don't need to go out with you to do that. And in all honesty, I feel like certain things are for after you really know a person.
Yes, like Netflixing, Hulu, a movie night at home is after we know each other. And one that was on the list. Like,
Yeah, right. Right. But so definitely.
A Waffle House. You know.
Let's talk about that.
There's a few of these that I'm like, I kind of agree
watching
with.
Watching TV at that, like, Netflixing and chill, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, nonetheless.
I think we should do an episode about this, and maybe we could get some girls, ask some girls to kind of join us and kind of vote on it. I don't know. Maybe we could figure that out. It'd be kind of fun.
Maybe when we do, that could be the topic that we could talk about. Maybe when we do our girls spa day, maybe a topic. Maybe just a thought.
Oh, okay. You know? Maybe we could tie it in together. Okay. We'll work out those details, but I was like, oh, this could be kind of fun. But you know, I think, you know, getting on like dating or, you know, that's a great goal for you. I think that you've had some conversations that need to be had to kind of help you move forward. And the funny thing is, I think one of my old therapists, this is what she said. She's like, you know, it's great to set goals, but setting the small goals that'll get you to the bigger goal is a great way of setting attainable small goals to get you to a long term. And that's a good way of keeping to. You know, like if the long-term goal is, I don't know, I'm just going to think something random. If the long-term goal is to, I'm going to use my closet because my closet's a mess right now because of the dog. Long story, I will tell you some other time. Like if my goal is to keep it neater, Like I can say, okay, so today I'm going to organize the shoes. Next week, I'm going to do this. Next week, I'm going to do this. And then mini goals to help you like keep it maintained. So that's a,
right. That's a mini goal. Yeah. Mini goal. Today, I'm going to actually be able to see my floor. And then tomorrow.
Right. That's a great approach. Partly, just so you know, that's part of my issue because the dog, he pulls clothing. Like we have a shelving system.
And then he lays on it.
He pulls the clothing off the shelves and he lays in it. Yeah. Yeah, so we have to figure out a way to like get it so he can't pull the shit off. Cause like it's a losing battle because no matter how often we kind of straighten it up, it's a week later it's in the same exact condition.
So can you shut it off? Cause like can you close it off? Because see, that's what I had, girl. And see, that's what messed me up.
Same thing.
This dog. Look, I'm gonna tell you, the kids. Listen, no lie, no bullshit. Like, I know when I leave, I close my closet door because I'm embarrassed about the chaos. So I know that that does not, you know, I know. But then they'll leave it open. And like, why the hell are y'all in my closet? And I think I shared with you that I had to move some things around, but we'll talk about that at another date. But nonetheless, yeah. So like, I get the closet thing. I think even before the dog and the kids, I get the closet thing. Because sometimes, and I'll just, you know, realistic, I'm gonna be, you know, you have to be honest with yourself. Sometimes when I don't want to deal with it, that's the first place I'll send it.
You just don't.
Throw it in the damn closet. That sounds good to me. I think this is a good short-term answer to what it is that I'm trying to do right now. So I'm just going to throw it in this closet and then be done with it. And then when I get ready to go in the closet, I'm like, fuck.
It's a great hiding place. No lie.
And the garage. Oh, that's another one. That garage. Ooh. My garage catches hell. You hear what I say? I mean, my garage is like, I just don't know. We ain't had not one car parked in here in about a year or so, maybe longer. How long I've been here? We ain't even going to talk about it. But nonetheless, but that damn garage catch hell, especially since the door broke. So my garage door broke, right? So ever since my garage door broke, yo, it has become the storage unit. Right.
That's our shed. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, God, dang. Like, I know. And I want to be able to, and maybe that can be a short term or a term that one of the goals that I can put on there is that I actually go ahead and get my garage door fixed. Cause I think that's part of the problem. Like, if I had the garage door fixed and I actually could utilize it. I might not use it for that same purpose.
It might not be a storage shed.
Right. I might not be a storage shed. If I just coughed up the money and got the damn door fixed, then I could actually use it for something other than a storage bin. Like, nobody would know if I was home or not. And that was one of the things that I really enjoyed about actually having the garage is that.
Oh, yeah. And it protects your car from the elements. Like, yo, you know, we had to total, two cars got totaled off of hail.
Because of that. Okay, I got you.
Off of hail. So. Get your garage sorted out. Put your car in there.
I was just thinking, I like the fact that nobody knows whether I'm here or not because they wouldn't see my car. And that was one of the things that I really liked when I did use the garage. But, you know, now the garage door is broke. So now it's like, I don't really use it. So now, I know what we can do.
Yeah, just put in the garage.
We can just, Mom, what do we do with this? I'll just put it in the garage.
Start in the garage.
Mom, what do we do with this? I'll just put it out there in the garage.
But you know, it's funny. I mean, I think it's even like making small goals for or big goals for the house. It's harder. And I honestly think the reason why I don't really have a lot for the house is because when we were thinking that we might be moving, I cleared out a lot of shit and we donated so many things that I don't have it's like usually at the beginning of the year, I'd be like, okay, well, I want to get the house organized, but I don't even have that. I don't have that on my list of goals this year because we cleared out so much crap. We got rid of a lot of stuff, but the shed is one thing I like you is kind of probably like your garage. We got, you know, it's storage for our stuff, other people's stuff kind of thing. So we really
do. So I can send some stuff over there?
Hell no. It's full to the back. Like pulling out the damn lawnmower sometimes is a fucking exercise in futility. Yeah. It's a fucking mess. And be like, we probably need to get a dumpster, hire up a dumpster and dump whatever we can. Like fuck a garage sale. just it's dump whatever's yeah.
That's the sad part. Like I remember doing that. Remember? I don't know if you remember. Remember when I found the stuff in the garage and I was like, oh my God. Remember the bookshelf and stuff? So it's definitely, it hasn't accumulated to that point. It definitely hasn't accumulated to that point again, but like, keep this up.
You need Hoarders Heaven. You'd be like an episode of Hoarders. But yo, I got some neighbors down the road that I never realized, but it's like they're hoarders. And they got like, I don't know. I know this is not the same thing, but they had like DPS, like visiting their house and stuff like that. Like, oh my God, it was so DPS? Terrible. DPS.
I don't know what that is. DPS, what's that?
It's the county. They had the county out there. I don't think there was kids. I don't know if there's kids that live there. No, there are kids that live there. There are kids that live there. And the only reason why I know is because I'd see the car at the bus stop. I don't think the kids live there anymore.
I got to put my foot back up.
No, that's okay.
It's still, even though it's better, it's still, girl, sometimes that thing will still swell up. But it is better. It's better. I'm sorry. I know that was off the subject.
So you got to keep it up. No, it's fine. But I think it was easier. I think it was easier for me to really just kind of know what we wanted to do with the podcast. That was so easy. I was like, okay, we just need to get this listenership to where we want it to be, like get that up. I think that was an easy one. I don't know if it, like you were saying, if it was because it's a communal thing. That might be because, you know, even though like we're not beholden to each other, but we both want it to be successful. So that was an easy one. I was like, okay, that's an easy breezy one. Let's go ahead and try to get our listenership up. And even on the professional one, that was like a really easy thing for me. I'm like, well, it's something that you're already like 3/4 of the way through. So let's go, you know, just, you're going to see that through and take it to the next step. But I like getting on a more personal level of goals. Like I'm, like I said earlier, there's so much shit going on that I really can't see past like what's happening right now. And we were trying to figure out like structuring this episode, you know, of course we did kind of come through with some articles like we do, but I think Janine's been way more successful in pulling stuff together. But me, I'm just sitting here like, oh, I don't know. I'm just going to go to work, come home, do the stuff that needs to get done. And then, you know, but I think we did come up with an article that kind of gives us some goal setting tips for, you know, if you want to accomplish some things in 2024. And I think the biggest thing or one great way of looking at it is like, well, you know, and this is one of the things that I took away from this article is like, where do you want to be a year from now? You know, or like, what are you doing now that you would like to stop? And that's one of the things that you said, like setting, you want to set mini goals to help you set better boundaries. You know, one of the other things, questions to ask is like, where in your life do you desire to see a big change? Do you have, another one is, do you have the motivation to make whatever you desire to happen? And like, I really did enjoy this article because I was like, well, maybe these are the questions I need to be asking myself to help me really come to some sort of, because I am a goal-oriented person. Like every year I'll sit down and take stock and then write my goals down. But what's different about this year is the things that I wrote for last year, like I haven't been able to accomplish it. And because I couldn't accomplish it, I don't know if I feel, what's the word? Not disillusioned. Maybe disappointed. I don't know. I don't know. I can't pull the word out right now. But every other year, it's been a lot easier for me to pull it together. Like, okay, what do I want to see in this new year? I've been able to ask myself those questions, but not in the same way. Like, I've never actually sat down like, well, what do I want to do? I always known what I wanted to accomplish in the next year, but I think I'm going to use some of these strategies to help me pull it together, because this year I'm like true struggle bus. But every other year I have sat down and said, okay, this is what I want to accomplish. Boom, 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 boom. But this year, it's not happening. Mm-hmm. Girl.
But you know what? I think you should be kinder to yourself. I think you should definitely look at my first goal that I said that I was going to be kind.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. It's okay.
Go ahead, go and take it easy.
It's okay to not be okay. It's not. It's okay to not get it. And I definitely feel like we've definitely talked about that a lot. Like, I remember when the first thing I said is like, I'm not really for sure if I want to share this. Mm-hmm. I don't know how transparent I want to be. I don't know how far in depth I want to go about this goal that we talked about, you know, before we started recording. Right. So, but you have to be kind to yourself. I remember one time we were talking, and I might even get emotional. I really wasn't expecting this to be really honest, but I remember one time we were talking and I was venting to you. Right. And it was about something that is really close to me, because, you know, I think I was venting to you about the kids. Right. Mm-hmm. And I might even vented to you about this other situation too, but my entanglement situation. But anyway, a lot of times, girl, how are you in a whole entanglement, but you don't know that you're in an entanglement? Like, wait a minute,
we're in an entanglement. Oh, but that's how you know separated don't always mean separated.
Yes.
So that's a whole other situation, but nonetheless, we're not going to go there. But anyway.
These dudes, man.
Yo. So anyway, nonetheless, I remember I was really having a meltdown, right? And I was like, and then you stopped and you said, you know what, Janine, you are forgiving and you show grace to everybody else, but you never extend that same grace to you.
I said that.
You said that.
Shit. I'd be coming up some winners.
Like, girl. I think it was right up. I think that was one of our moments. Like, that was right up there with the let me tell you about yourself really good so that way you can get this shit. Right? Oh, it was Lord. Right up there with that one. That's what you told me. And I remember that really did resonate with me, because I'm very forgiving of other people. I'm always talking about grace and mercy for everybody else. And then sometimes I don't think about that for me.
Yeah. Or sometimes I'm not. It's easy to say that. It's easier to say that than to follow your own advice. No?
Yeah. So I'm giving you your advice back.
Throw it back at me.
have some grace and some mercy for yourself. Like, take it easy on yourself. And that was the other thing. You're like, you know, take it easy. Take it easy on you, because it's okay. So what? You didn't set your goals this year, and that's something that you normally do, but who cares? You had some stuff go on this year that normally wouldn't have taken place, right? So you're not where you was in the beginning of 2022, 2023, where you know, you're not in the same place you was last year when you set those goals, or whenever before that when you set those goals. And just because you didn't accomplish some that you thought you were going to accomplish, right? And just because you didn't take time to set new ones, use the same goals. If you didn't get it accomplished, who cares? Remember, I said, I'm going to do my daily goals. I'm going to do my daily goals. And if I F up today and I don't get it accomplished, I'm just going to start it over tomorrow. Like, I literally, like, you helped me. You really... I'm about to have an emotional moment. You really helped me because of that. It's amazing how some things that you say to people, and maybe not even in that moment, because sometimes when we're in that moment, and I shared that with you, like a lot of stuff that Agnes used to say, like our grandmother used to say a lot of stuff, and I'd be like, whatever. But then later, you're like, oh, you know what? I need this like right now. I get it, like right now, because we're all like you said, it's daily. We just trying to get through the day. And sometimes we get through the day really well. And sometimes we get through the day and by the end of it, we're like, damn.
I could have done better here.
But it's done now.
I've been working. I honestly think I've been working on some things throughout the year. And I wonder, maybe that's why where some of it's coming from. At least on two things in particular. Like I've been working on since the beginning of last year, and that was school. And then one since over the summer. And I thought they were pretty, but it wasn't on my goals list, you know? It really wasn't on my goal list. And there were some other things that I was, you know, and I'll be transparent. It's like with real estate. It was like I wanted to do, like, kind of get back on track because my that last closing was such a fucking shit show that I was like, oh my God. It was so bad that I was like, yeah, but I need to get back on track. And because I could never get it back on track, I don't know. I don't want to say what took, I kind of took, it made me kind of take stock and sit back and say, is this what I really want? Is this what I want? Because it was, and I think that's part of it. Like a lot of the goals that I had set had a lot to do with that particular career choice. But in that, I was just saying to myself, like, is this what I want? Like, is this truly worth it? Is it really worth it? Because in the long run, I felt very disillusioned. I felt really disillusioned because it was like, well, you know, I work really hard for my clients and, you know, I'm honest with my clients. I'm not going to try to stiff you like most people are. Of course, there's some people out there who are not, but I'm like one of many who take that same approach. And, you know, I'm going to do the absolute best that I can. And these are the goals that I'm going to set forward with this career. And because me having the conversation, is this all this worth it? That's why I didn't accomplish anything, because I was really like, well, I don't think it's worth it.
Okay, so listen, I think I shared this with you. I think I definitely brought it to your attention already, but when you were saying that, it reminded me of how things happen sometimes to discourage you. Now, it's a very good possibility that it happened and then you have an epiphany moment like, this ain't even really what I want. I mean, we've all had those moments, right? Where we're like, I really thought I wanted this. And now I'm looking at it like, no, not really. Nope, I'm good. I don't think this is the direction that I wanted to go. This doesn't make me happy. But me personally, on the outside looking in, I never really got that from you. And you don't want one bad experience to discourage you from being able to help somebody else.
I know, but like, you know, we talked about that. It wasn't just one bad experience. It was like, boom, multiple. And then boom. And, you know, and I shared this, like, I don't need handholding. Like, I'm a professional. I know what to do, but I do expect, like, I don't need you to hold my hand through the whole process of stuff. You know, I'm a pretty proactive person. That's just always been me. And, you know, it's funny because I don't really feel like I was getting the support I needed through those transactions. It was very, I don't know, I probably shouldn't even say anything past that, but I don't feel like I was getting the support I was needing when it came to some of this. Or there was, I don't know. I'll just kind of leave it at that. And that's okay. And maybe a part of it was just, I need to find a different organization to be with. That might be part of it. But and maybe, I don't know if it was more to discourage me or make, because, you know, there's forces at work sometimes and we just don't know. Maybe it was that force, you know? But I just, it made me wonder if it was worth it. And I'll give you some of the things that one big thing, it just seemed like, you know, no matter how hard you try to do one, a good job, the right thing, it's not going to be good enough. And I know a lot of people who work in the service industry who kind of feel the same way. And this is not that topic, but people are mean. People are rude. People don't want to take accountability. And you really see it come out when you're working with the public. And Like, I was seeing some of that and I didn't like it. Like, I don't, we're all adults. And as adults, we all make decisions. Some of the decisions work out in our favor. Sometimes they don't. But I didn't like that piece of it because it was like, well, I'm here to help. And some of these things could have been solved had you just listened from day one. I'll say that. But you chose not to. And that's not my choice. That was your choice. And I'm here to help you get through the next phase. Like, that's one thing I can kind of say in a sort of vague way that someone might understand. But I really got to see a part of people that I wasn't really expecting, because I never worked retail. I've never worked retail ever. And I've always worked business to business. So dealing with consumers was definitely a shift, because it's so personal, but sometimes it's so personal that people can't see, get their heads out their ass and take accountability for their choices and think how their choices affect other people around them, which could also include your real estate agent. I don't even know how much I want to leave of that in
this episode. Some people just some people are just selfish like that. Some people don't realize they're so self-absorbed that they don't realize it's not always about them.
It was just weird. And I can't really say too much about it because, like in most businesses, you have to sign confidentiality agreements and all that other shit. So I'm very limited in what I can say. So I can't really give full details. And that's why sometimes when I talk to you about stuff, it's kind of on the vague side, because I'm like, well, I can't share all the details of it. But I guess the big thing is I did learn a piece of what it's like working with consumers, and I just didn't like that part of it. And it made me, I've always had a great appreciation for people who work in the service industry, but it just gave me a little glimpse of what they experience. And I'm like, wow, they don't get paid enough. They do not get paid enough. So yeah. Kudos to anyone who works in customer service, cashiers, whoever, who are dealing with the public on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. You deserve a raise. You probably don't get paid enough.
I did customer service for a long time. You know what? Even though we don't really think of it that way, but every job that we do, job that we do is customer service, whether
it's different.
Customer service with the public or customer service within your circle of people that you have to deal with. Like, everything is customer service. I can relate.
Yeah.
I can definitely relate, because when I was out there, when I was the popo, right?
Yeah. And you're right, because in all my experience, because I've always been in some level, but I've done business to business. And there was a period in time with my career where I was working with a few other businesses. And it was, they understood there's a part of this that is strictly business. But they wouldn't work with me unless they liked me. So that's where it was personal. You know what I mean? But I find working B2B or business to business is a lot easier, because they're business owners. So even though it's personal, they understand business is business. But from consumers, they don't necessarily understand business is business. So to give you an example, and this is completely off topic, when I wanted to cancel my services, they were like, no, you have to keep it until the end of the billing cycle. From a consumer's perspective, I wanted to pick up the machinery and throw it in their fucking face. I really did. So as we were trying to find information for this episode, we came across two articles to help us work through this better. Because like I said, I'm on struggle bus. Janine has some clear-cut goals that she wants to accomplish for the new year. And me, I just need to give myself some grace, because I'm just not there yet. And that's okay. But one of the articles was from reawakenyourbrilliance.com. And it's an article that speaks to goal setting specifically. And we're happy to share it with you. And I think it's from a life coach, Julie. And we'd be happy to share the full link with you. But it does give us some guidance so we can ultimately, you know, share that with you. And it gives us goal setting tips, which is something that I'm really going to need to use so I can work on my goals for this year. And yeah, because like I said, I've been struggling. And some of the things that she said, you know, there are some questions that you can ask yourself to help you define what your goals want or what goals you want to accomplish into the new year. And she did give like some really great, like realistic examples of questions that you might want to ask yourself. So for like example, like what clutter do I want to be rid of a year from now? Like that's one great example.
One of the other questions that she suggested, which I, you know, all of the questions are really good. How do I want to organize a year from now?
The next one is, in what ways do I want to be more mindful a year from now? Oh, that's a good one.
And the next question is, what would I love to be doing a year from now?
Girl, I want to be sitting on a beach with some fucking Mai Tais.
Girl, vacationing somewhere, like me and my boo that I actually like dating, you know, like that. me and my kids in a better space. All of those things. Go ahead.
Girl, those Mai Tais, it got me like dreaming. But you know, something that I've been thinking about recently that does tie into what we're doing, and I will, like, when, you know, I said here that I want to, like, a year from now, I wouldn't mind being on a beach drinking Mai Tais. I'm kind of half joking when I say it, but something that I've been, it's not a goal yet, but I've been kind of bouncing around in my head is that I want to have more experiences. And different experiences outside of our day-to-day, same old work, home, eat, shit, sleep, all of that. And it wasn't really for me. I was thinking more for like my youngest, because I was thinking like, you know, this world is so big. And like, I didn't start seeing more of the world until I was, you know, in my 20s. But what a blessing it would be that I could give that at least to maybe one of our kids, you know, while they're still young, to be able to experience more of the world, not just in our small day-to-day circle. So I just don't know how to put that into a goal yet, but it's something that I have been thinking about. And just me saying that I want to be sitting on a beach drinking Mai Tais really just reminded me of something that I've been kind of bouncing around my head for a little bit, but I just don't know how to get there for us as a family, you know? But it would, that goal is going to be an amazing goal when I pull that shit together. I'll tell you that. So yeah, you know, what would I love to be doing a year from now? I would like to be on a beach on vacation. All right, what's the next one?
Where do I want to be a year from now?
And that's very open-ended, right? Because that could be in anything. That could be in your personal life, your love life, your work life. And maybe those are the, like, where do I want to be from a year from now? Here and here or here? Huh. And I think the best, a really great piece of advice, and there's more questions that she gave us, but she said, oh, if nothing comes to mind readily, marinate on it for a while.
So true.
Grace? Is that Grace that you were talking about?
Would that be that? I think that would be that.
Sounds like
be kind to you. It's okay. You don't have to get it right now. It'll come to you along the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I you know, I kind of like the other set of questions too. The ones that's like right under there, where it says, what's driving you nuts?
Mm-hmm.
Questions to ask when goal setting is, what is driving you nuts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do I long for?
Girl?
What do I long for?
Huh. Girl, this one right here. I think this next question is really up there with the learning when to say when and kind of how we was talking about boundaries and, mm-hmm. and people. It says, who does it make you feel, who does it make me feel good or isn't supportive?
That needs to be the first one.
Girl, like, let's start this process of elimination.
I feel like
let's get that out of the way first. Let's get rid of all outer interference, and then we can work on our inner peace. You know, we can work on us, but sometimes we got to get rid of those outer influences first, right?
For sure. Not for nothing, but I think that probably needs to be the number one question that you. It's also not who, but what. Who does it and what does it make me? Yeah.
I really like that.
I guess that's why she's a life coach, eh?
Girl, I need to put that on my list of goals. That is the top question every morning when I get the hell up. Be like, who or what does it make me feel good and isn't being supportive? But you know what? I'm going to tell you the only twist to that. Make you feel good just because it's uncomfortable and it doesn't make you feel good doesn't mean that it's not needed, right? Because I found a lot of my growth has been when it's really uncomfortable, right? Like this right here, this doesn't feel good. This is very uncomfortable for me. I don't like it. And yeah. I've learned that has been a growth period for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. It's like get comfortable with being uncomfortable because that's when you're really going to start growing.
There it is.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we go back to from what we're familiar to. We go back to what we're used to. I think about when I was talking earlier and I was referring to dealing with people from the past or dealing with situations. Sometimes we go back to stuff because that's what's comfortable. That's what we know. Like, I know this already. So, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Oh, funny thing is, because the next one was what really gets me down. But that's kind of the same thing of like who or what does make me feel.
Right.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
What do I complain about a lot? Jeez. Be here all day.
I know what I'm complaining about a lot now.
Right? Like, wait a minute. Okay. And I think all of those are, like you said earlier, definitely realistic questions. But we also found another article by Coach Meg. Let me pull this article up. Hold on. Where you at?
You know, I think one of the things, like with Coach Julie, like I think she really said some of the things that she's talking about is really introspective, right? You really got to, some of these things you got to dig deep to kind of figure out, like, yeah, they're like dig deep goals. And sometimes it's hard to get to that point when there's, you know, life be life in. And when life be life in, it's hard to be like, let me dig deep on this one. But with Coach Meg, she has like some really a great approach to goal setting. Yeah.
Right. So small start with like baby steps. I feel like she has like a baby step type of approach. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So almost kind of what we were saying, daily stuff. Like, right?
Yeah.
So small daily tasks, but I like her approach as well. And hers is also realistic, but it's not, like you said, maybe not starting off as in-depth or deep stuff that you really have to
really
think about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And her
it's
approach
nice
was
not to have to think.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know what though? Sometimes if you are not in the habit of setting goals, maybe this is the best starting point because this is a good way to kind of get you into it before you can go real deep. And her approach is really to set like a year-end challenge. So 24 before 2024 and end of year goal setting challenge. Now, you know, this is going to be, you know, it's our new year, new episode type thing. So it's probably going to be the very first. Oh, no, let me say that. This is our very first episode for this year. And even though this article speaks to setting the goals before the new year starts, this is actually a really great article. And her challenge was 2024, an end of year goal setting challenge. So she set a challenge for herself of 24 things she'd like to accomplish for the new year. And she's sharing it with us. And I love how realistic this approach is.
I do. Because it's more like a small task. Mm-hmm. Task that can be something needs to be done, and it probably make you feel better. I don't know about everybody else, but like, I felt better when I organized my office. Remember, I organized my little office, and that was one of the things she had on the list of the 24 before 2024, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like refreshing the office. So when I redecorated my office and stuff, well, this was way before, you know, this was months ago, right? I did feel better. I was ready to come in here and kind of get little projects done because I felt refreshed. I felt accomplished. Like, dang, it actually looks like an office. The first things was kind of like a little unorganized, and I could probably still do a little bit better, right?
Well, don't be too hard on yourself. One thing at a time.
There goes that grace. One at a time. Little baby steps, right? Baby steps.
And she does make it like it was really simple. Like, it didn't have to be long. She was like you said, organize the office or Duolingo every day. Now, if y'all don't know what Duolingo is, it's a way to learn new languages. But that's a very small goal. Duolingo every day. It's not more than 15, 20 minutes, and you can learn a new language. And it's only 15 minutes of your day. And you can do it every day, you know? And I think it's a free app, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
And that's personal growth, but is it like a super huge introspective goal? Not really. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't require going to therapy to figure that out. Just for learning a new language. Or let me see, the meal prep weekly. Mm-hmm. That's attainable and also a great way to kind of save on your budget considering how expensive things are now.
What you say? She says yoga. And plus movement daily. So I think that kind of pertains to what I was saying anyway about being able to get back to my walking and my jogging. And I don't have a basement, but I definitely can organize that. I got during garage we was talking about earlier in the closet. You know what?
She has on here launch new glitter gang for 2024. I would love to know what the hell that is. Do you see that? It says launch new glitter gang for 2024. What? It's a glitter game.
Look at that. There was one I saw, you know, that is something that I have not done in like years, but go to like a concert. Right? For music lovers, go to a concert. What? Wait, you took a deep breath with that one. What?
I know you're not a fan. Okay, I got one of my goals. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. You are not the best fan. You are not a fan of this artist. However, I am. Okay. And this said artist is possibly going to have a residency in Vegas. And if this person has a residency in Vegas, it will be on my goal list. And you will be coming with me.
Girl, I'm not a fan.
But you will be for me.
No. I will not be a fan. I will.
Just for the night.
I'll be supportive. I will be there for you to rock out.
Because we're going to Vegas, baby. Girls, true.
And I would love to revisit Vegas. I think that needs to be on one of my goals is to revisit Vegas, because my last Vegas trip, and we even talked about it on an episode. It was a straight shit show. Like I will never, girl. That was like, I think it was more disrespectful or disgusting to me because I really don't go places, right? I'm so committed, maybe too committed, right? I don't know if this is a such thing as too committed when it comes to your household and parenting and stuff, but like I find time for everybody else and stuff that I want to do, I do kind of fall short. Like all of my stuff is last, and maybe that's something I can put on my daily goals, right? Is to start putting more of me first.
It should be. But your ass is going to come to me to do this fucking trip if he gets this residency. He will be part of the Beehive for one day.
I feel like when I decide to travel, when I decide, yep, I'm going to do it, right? It seems like it's always been some, it seems like something, it's never been uneventful. Right? And I don't want to like rehash stuff, right? Because I definitely want to rehash anything, right? Because a water under the bridge, it is what it is, right? But the last couple of times I was like, yep, I'm in. Yep. Let's get this ticket. Let's go. It seems like it wasn't fun. I know that sounds crazy, right? But
oh no.
The last two times. And let me tell you, it was far and in between, right? Because like I said, I invest so much time, but I don't come up with, like, I don't have time to be trying to come up with extra money to do this or extra money to do that. Like I'm too busy, like we were talking about earlier, trying to get through the day, trying to get the necessities taken care of that we, you know, I don't make time for nothing else. So, but the last times that I actually was like, yep, I'm going to do it. I'm gonna suck it up. I'm gonna put this on my credit card, or I'm gonna go ahead and put the money to the side because I have a little extra cash. I'm gonna do this, right? It's so cut-term-ish. I would love to be able to go back to Vegas and really have fun. Just enjoy myself.
Just do it up type Vegas trip.
Yes, I mean really girls trip. We joke about it, like girls trip and stuff like that, but like really legit, like, hey, let's see who else willing to come, right?
I was thinking that. Okay.
Let's see who wants to come.
Yes. Be there really, or don't.
Unless I like be there or don't be there. We don't care.
But if you're there,
we can make it do what it do.
If you there, be ready to party.
And again, I support you, right? But I'm not a fan of this person. I'm almost kind of scared. I'm be honest with you. I'm a little scared.
Oh no.
Be honest.
You're gonna laugh because I was thinking, here's the thing, because I was like, well, I would just if it happens, I would be like, I got my tickets, I got my hotel, be there or be square. Now you, on the other hand, you do not get that luxury of opting out. Let me just tell you, you will not love. You don't get the opt out option, but thanks, other so people can.
Okay, all right, I'm with it. I want to go and enjoy myself. I would love to go back to PR, right?
That shit, yeah.
And girl,
let me ask that one.
We're not gonna talk about it. I would love to be able to go back to PR, right? And really explore, really do different stuff, really kind of, and I would love for it to be around the same time of year, because I really don't remember exactly, but I remember the water thing.
Remember? It was around my birthday. Yeah.
I was like, oh my
God. It's July. So it wasn't on my birthday, but I think it's July 2nd or July 1st. It's the
Thing that I was talking about, the water thing. Like, oh, I thought that was like so dope. I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like the things that we learn about our culture, right? Right. I'm like, oh, that's really dope. Like, I don't know. Almost, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know a lot about the culture, so to speak. What now?
Let me think. Holiday. Oh, it was La Noche de San Juan. Oh, it was June 23rd. Okay. It's June 23rd. Every June 23rd, Los Puerto Ricanos celebrate La Noche de San Juan, and it's on the eve of a feast of St. John the Baptist's birth. And that's where everybody, like, it's almost like the new year, but you just kind of throw yourself back into the damn water. And when you come up, it's like you've washed away all the bad things that have happened. Something like that.
But I loved it. I thought that was such a good, I was like, oh, that's so neat. But now I remember, because I remember it was right after one of my kids' birthdays. Well, now it's two, because I have two kids in June, but nonetheless, but it was like right around there. So I do remember doing something for that person's birthday, right? For that kid's birthday before. Was it before? Before we left? I can't remember. It's so long ago. But anyway, like, I would love to go back to, you know, PR and kind of be like, you know, really enjoy it, you know?
Yeah.
One of my goals for 2024 is to get my passport. Because I was supposed to go on vacation right before COVID happened, but then COVID hit. All this stuff was COVID was going on where we wasn't really able to travel. But we were literally talking about planning a trip to a place in Mexico. I'm gonna tell you the crazy thing is. You know the crazy thing is? Like, right after I think that happened, like right when we was trying to plan for this trip, something happened, and then there was something that had hit the news about, I think, all these people that got sick.
So that was sick.
Was it Mexico? Don't give me the line. Let me not say that. I want to say that's what it was, but I can't really remember. I can't, you know,
Two things that happened. Wow, that was such a long time ago. Some people, they did, like, there were three or four people that got sick in a hotel. It was like carbon monoxide, some shit. Before, wasn't it?
Was that right before COVID?
I think so. It might have been around the same time. Yeah. And then there was some other stuff happening in that region at the time that it was like, yeah, I don't know if that shit's safe.
People's getting
unalived.
Girls.
And not from carbon monoxide.
Girl.
It was like, it's not safe here.
I'm good.
Yeah.
What they call Americans there?
I don't know. But,
I can't remember. I was watching something today, and I do know what it is. It just won't come to me right now. I don't think it's a good thing to say Americans.
Los gringos. The gringos.
Is that
but just so y'all know, every American, no matter your race, creed, or color, is a gringo, I think.
A gringo, period.
Right. I could be wrong.
Right.
But that's actually a great thing to kind of put down as a goal, like travel more. But the thing with that is, right, you got to plan for, you got to budget for it. So budgeting for those things is another great goal to put, maybe mini goal that leads into the bigger goal, you know?
Because I always budget, I always budget for the kids. Like, usually I budget for the kids, like Christmas. Remember I told you my every time I got that extra money, you know, I will always put there, set aside. But now I'm like, you know what? When I get this extra money, I have all of this other stuff that I know I have to get done, right? So they're going to take priority always. But I'm like, damn that. I'm going to start taking some of this money and doing something for me.
Yeah, your travel fund. Yeah.
This is going to be my passport, my travel fund. This is what it is. Like, I got a homegirl that's moving, and she's moving to Africa. Mm-hmm. She's moving to a place in Africa, right? And she's like, yo, I'm moving. I'm out. She's like, she got her land. She got all her stuff. And I'm like, yo, I'm coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've done that.
I'm on the way, girl. I've done that too. Like, you done the Africa thing?
No. I've been like, oh, you were here? I'm coming. You got a couch?
Right? Like, I'm on the way. So she's already said, she's like, yo, y'all coming, right? And I'm like, you know what? I need to get my SH. And that's the other thing. You need to have people in your circle that really do kind of hold you accountable. Cause I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes it kind of gets on my nerve, but sometimes I appreciate it. Like, hey, yo, did you get your passport yet? Did you get yourself for your passport yet? Hey, Jay. Did you get your stuff for your passport yet? And they'll get on there and they'll hop on like a little group chat and they'll be like, hey, you got it? And I'll be like, damn.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right.
Well, so, maybe that's another great goal, is to hold yourself accountable to your own to your own goals and dreams.
Get it together. I think what it is I'm going to be real, right? It almost kind of leads to what you were saying, like, previously when we first started talking about this gold thing right here. Like, a lot of times we're so busy just trying to get through the day, and I don't want to add nothing else on here, right? Mm-hmm. Things to do today.
One more thing to strive towards, yeah.
God dang, one more thing I got to get done for today. But at the end of it, it's going to be worth it. So I really do have to heavy up and start working on that.
Yes.
They're going to go without me.
Get it together. Get it together.
I'm going to be taking pictures, and I'm going to be like,
Damn. Yes. So, like, Happy New Year, everybody. This is a brand new year, and this is a good time. Even if you don't get these goals set before the end of the year, this is a great time to sit down and say, well, what do I want to accomplish? Like Janine, she wants to do more traveling. Me, I want to be in the Beehive if this person gets this residency. But this is a great time to kind of sit down. And which Janine will be with me because you don't get to opt out, because that's what I said and that's what it is.
Well, at least I don't need a passport, so I really have no excuse. Correct. Right?
Like, there's no excuse. And yes, there will be no excuse, so there's no opting out. But whoever else wants to join us, you will have that option, and we can decide who we want, you know, who we send that to. But it's a great time to really sit down and take stock of, like, okay, what goals do I want to, and not resolutions. Where do I want to see, where do I want to be? What do I want to see? Excuse me, I got the fucking hiccups. Great. Okay. Where do I want to be in the next 6 months? Where do I want to, like, how do I see myself in the next year? Sit down and have the conversation with yourself, so that way you can be the best you where you're happy. Because we so often get, like Janine said, we get stuck in this rut of bills, kids, spouses, significant others, friends. We get stuck in these things, but we sometimes miss out on the things that we want to accomplish as an individual. And that takes the back seat. So it's a good time at the start of a brand new year to sit down and say, well, what do I want to accomplish for myself? And get working towards it. Because, you know, like T.D. Jakes says, you don't want to be 80, 90 years old in a nursing home looking back and saying, damn, there was so much I wanted to do that I never got to do.
And don't forget the process of elimination and not being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
To do that. Hey, listen, this is not for me. This group, this person, these individuals, they're not for me.
Mm-hmm. Not healthy for you. That's a big one. Yep. Yep. Yeah. That's a really big question. Like, you're right. Like, putting some of the fun stuff aside, it is really important to take stock of, like, well, what is a healthy relationship? Mm-hmm. What does that healthy relationship look like? And that's any relationship. Like, let's be frank, that could be it could be family too. It could be your friends. Yeah. Like,
that can be the main one.
Okay. So, like, it's a great, and if you see yourself now, you see that this is not where I want to be, this is the perfect time to sit your ass down and start taking stock. And saying, well, you know, what's not bringing me joy? If you're not bringing me joy as a person or adding value to my life, then what are we doing? And, you know, maybe a conversation needs to be had.
Absolutely. Like, is this what I want?
Yeah.
Almost like that conversation you was having with yourself about the job career, right? Like, is this, really? Is this what I want?
Right.
I don't know.
But you can have that. Yeah. You can have that with people too. Like, no lie, but sometimes it's fucking necessary. And it's like, we've had this conversation offline, like, and not when it comes to certain people. Like, is this person going to add value to my life? Are they going to bring joy? Then it's going to bring more heartache and more drama or bullshit. Like, is that what I want? Because it's really not. So how do I maintain some relationship? Because some relationships, you kind of feel like honor bound to hell because for whatever reason, maybe it's family, however you want to, I don't know, longtime friends, whatever. But how do you maintain a healthy relationship while still setting the boundary because that person's not bringing you joy? You know, girl.
When is right now? Right this minute.
Right now. So, right. Sit your ass down today and start thinking about what your goals are and what you want to do and where you want to be. Because that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm having to do, even though I've been struggling. That's what I'm going to do. Because I got some stuff that's not bringing me joy at this moment. But as usual, we appreciate you. Thank you so very much for listening and being such a support of this podcast. We appreciate you and we hope you like this episode.
And please, as always, feedback. Please feel free to engage, give us feedback, the good, the bad, the ugly. We're here for it. We got it. We put our big girl panties on and keep it going. Mm-hmm. But I think we've gotten a lot more positive feedback than anything. And mm-hmm. I don't know about on your end, but a lot of the messages and stuff that I get from our listeners are always on a positive note. And we appreciate you guys so much. We cannot grow without you guys at all.
Absolutely.
And please help us. Help us get to our listeners. Awesome. We'd be right there. We'd be so close. And then, just missed it. Like, God,
but also, you know what? We also want to hear your feedback, right? Because even though this is our second season, we're about halfway through season two. We are constantly improving, constantly making changes. And now that we're, you know, back off of our little hiatus, we are changing a little bit about how the episodes are running, like adding more background music. So we really want to hear that feedback. If you like the new format, so please, 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 we need that feedback, especially because if it's something that you're liking, then we're going to continue to do it. But if you're not really liking, then we're going to kind of tweak it and change that. But just think about some of the new things that you're hearing as we're going into our second half of season two, because we want to hear about what your thoughts are. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's it. All right. Thank you so much. Peace out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.